welcome all the visitors. Glad to have you. Whatever church your name may be on in the book, we're glad to have you. Mountain View tonight, because we're all in one church. But I don't know why, ever since I've got here, like Sister Ellen, boy, there's a fear come up on me. But I've known that fear before. I feel it every Sunday morning when I have to stand. I like that. But I know that there's somebody that's higher than me.
Amen.
You continue to pray for the service. I thought all the time we was praying there, my mind just kept thinking that stand ye in the way. Seek out the old path. Ways, W-A-Y, you know how many ways they are here, ever how many people they are. We all got our own ways, haven't we? We all have, Jack. Your ways may be a little bit different than mine, but we need to lay our ways aside now and get in the right one. Which way is that? Jesus said, I am the way. I don't know about you, but I've been praying all day. I've been turned this service over to the Lord. And I hope it's one of the best and one of the strangest ordination services you've ever been in. I've been in a few. I'm looking to the elders tonight to help me. I may not even have a part or lot in this service, but I'm thankful to the God that He just let me be here.
Amen.
That I'll get to witness something. This is a great opportunity, church. I'm going to hush now. But at this time, we meant to leave conference open, but somehow we got it closed and it wasn't thinking too straight. At this time, I'm going to call the church that in the conference. We'll be omitting all the orders except we're going into it for the purpose of ordaining deacons of that Mountain View Church. J.M. Smith, L.C. Owen, Billy Smith, Steve Noble. So this time I'd like for all the ordained preachers and all the ordained deacons of that to assemble down in the basement and that for the purpose of assembling the press back. Visitors, we need you's help. We all need one another. So at this time, I'm going to get Brother Buddy and that, turn the service back to him, and we'll ask Brother L.C. and his wife, Brother Steve and his wife, Brother Billy and his wife, Brother J.D. and his wife, they would be seated on this bench right here. Time we're going to give the church an opportunity that to view the prayers back. Look them over for any reason that you feel like they will not be there, that you ask them to have them dismissed. We need to move from second from the church, which is your father. I need to move in a second from the church to turn the candidates over to the press back for the purpose of being ordained. Have a move in a second. All in favor, let it be known by saying aye.
Aye.
Any objection, like sign. Press back to their yours. This time, Brother Ed Vineyard has been chosen back to speak to the mouthpiece of the candidates. Brother Carl Coffin has been chosen back to trespass to examine the mouthpiece. people. Brother Ed, you come out there and stand, Steve.
Brother Ed, the referee has two questions about this, so I suppose you hold all of them for quite some time.
Several years.
Well, do you know them all to be honest? I mean, they pay their debts and they do things the right way and honest in business and people that they come in contact with?
Best of my knowledge, yes.
Well, do you know them all to be the husband of one wife? What I mean by that is they've never been married to anyone other than the one they're married to now.
Best of my knowledge, yes.
Any other questions? Anybody can ask for this matter.
Brother Carl, I'd like to ask more. I'd like to ask the lady, are all of y'all in favor of y'all's husband being ordained, or are you against it? I ask that for the purpose.
You get one not going back, the job will be hard.
Mm-hmm.
She should be hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I like to ask you the length of
the night. You like to say it's in America. Is there any other questions that I just thought of? I don't find any problem.
I give both of the trash back to put right in there. Either way, you can carry it off. We'll follow the next question. How the balloons back to go on. I'll just go forward with
no objections. This time we elected Brother Walden Abernathy back to the Tampa candidates on the Articles of Faith. Church, you listen to me. I know we ordained a deacon. I'm not going to get out of order, but you listen to me. It concerns the church, too, Brother Abner.
Our faith should be carried to us. You know, as a member of the church and also a deacon, as a member too, what we really believe that is doctrine. And I asked you the question why you interrupt before you can work my gear. If you don't understand it, why maybe we can explain it to you. Can't find me something done, brother. Yeah. We believe in only one true and living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, three in one. You brother believe that?
Yes, brother.
We believe that the scriptures are the Old and New Testament, are the Word of God, and the only rule in faith and practice. You brother believe that?
Yes.
We believe in the doctrine of original sin. You brother believe that? We believe in man's inability to recover himself from the fallen state he is in by nature of his own free will and holiness. You brother believe that? In other words, not even man would cover himself from the fallen state. We believe in the that sinners are justified in the sight of God only by the merits of Jesus Christ. We believe that good works are the proofs of our justification, the evidence of our gracious state of men and angels. Believe that. We believe that baptism and the Lord's Supper ordinances and feet washing is an example given to the church by Jesus Christ, and true believers are the only proper subject, and immersion is the only motive, in other words, of baptism. We don't say baptism, but that's what it's meaning. The only motive of baptism is, in other words, is to baptize the person in the water. You, brother, believe that?
Yes.
We believe in the resurrection and of the dead and general judgment. You, brother, believe that?
Yes.
We believe the joy of the righteous and the punishment of the wicked shall be eternal. Believe that?
Yes.
We believe that the minister has the right to administer the ordinances except. Let me get that right. We believe that no minister has the right to minister the ordinances except such as have been called of God and baptized, approved by the church, and under the position of the hands of the presbyter. You, brother, believe that?
Yes.
We believe that none but believers have the right to the ordinances of baptism and the Lord's Supper.
Yes.
We believe in the final perseverance of the saints. Now that, if you don't understand what that means to my way of seeing it. In other words, if a man is saved, he's going to come out of that grave a saved man. When he goes down saved, in other words, if you've ever been born again, you'll be saved in the heat.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, once saved, always. Just make it plain. Now, that's what it means.
Yes,
I don't have any other questions. They ain't in the book. Somebody else want to ask something? I need to listen.
That press back on the ankles, that's all great, they're acceptable weakness. They've been on the same ice in your pole. That's for the Randy Jackson, come on, bring the message as far as the candidate. Thank you for all.
Glad to be back in Lord's house this evening. We appreciate it. Kind of a great privilege and that to be here in Mountain View. And the service that we're in tonight. And I appreciate these brethren. That Mountain View has set on the side, and I personally think they'll make you good deacons. Something that makes a good deacon, though, is a good church.
Mm-hmm.
Good deacons don't make themselves all together. We would like to say, I don't know, there's a lot of things I'd like to say. I guess, or as that goes, that we're going to try our best to just stay in that we feel the Lord's laid on our heart, that we've been fit for this office, and we appreciate the privilege. And I do, that of charging the candidate. And it's serious, because Brother Boyd made mention, talked about how that it was serious. And I know that the church knows it's serious. And appreciate these things been done thus far. And I'll try to just limit my talking. It's time. If you want to read with us, we're going to read some very familiar scripture. It's read at most ordinations. That's the preacher and also to a deacon. Very familiar scripture you find in 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. I'm going to start with the 6th verse. First part begins to talk about a bishop. We're going to start about the 6th verse and some of the very things that of a bishop drops right on down in that of a deacon. We're going to read this little bit of scripture, and we're going to read one verse out of Ephesians, the 4th chapter. We're going to read 3 or 4 verses out of the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. In your hearing tonight, just trust that in the Lord for the message. And I trust and pray, and my heart's desire is that I can be of help to someone as we've come this way tonight. 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, starting with the 6th verse. And I know this is coming in midstream. It says, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Likewise, must the deacons be grave, not double-tongued, not given to much wine, not greedy of filthy lucre, holding the mystery of the faith and a pure conscience. And let these also first be proved. Then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave, not slanderers, sober, faithful in all things. Let the deacons be the husbands of one wife, ruling their children and their own house as well. For they that have used the office of a deacon well purchase to themselves a good degree and great boldness in the faith which is in Christ Jesus. These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, the 1st verse, says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. We'll start with the 14th verse. We're going to read about 4 verses. Might be a little strange, but it's that we feel that we'll read here tonight. You listen, folks. 1 Samuel 16, starting with 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants which are before thee to seek out a man who is a cunning player on an harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well. And Saul said unto his servants, Provide me now a man that can play well, and bring him to me. Then answered one of the servants and said, Behold, I have seen a son of Jesse the Bethlehemite, that is cunning in playing, and a mighty valiant man, and a man of war, and prudent in matter, and a comely person, and the Lord is with him. I believe that's all I'm going to read tonight, and just trust the Lord as we say that for the message, and that the Lord would have us to say. And I know that my
office or my position tonight is to mainly charge that of the deacons, and I'm going to try my best to stay around that. The Lord being my helper, and I guess I've got some thoughts that I'd like to leave with you, and I maybe somebody else like to leave some with you too, and we'll give them opportunity also tonight. But that we read in your hearing, and I'm going to stay around it. The Lord being my helper, around this about the office of a deacon, and the qualifications are that are the priorities of a deacon tonight. The scripture says, likewise must the deacons be grave. Now, that word don't mean dead, but that word means alive. It means to be discreet. It means to be honest, and just what it says, it means to be grave. It means to be sincere tonight. And I may not go down the line with these, but I want you to think with me for just a little while. Now, that we, the church, has set you aside, and that to be deacons tonight. And the Bible said here that he that uses the office of a deacon, my friend, well purchased to himself an office of good degree. Now, you think about that for just a little while. Now, how the scripture teaches us about deacons. It goes back in the book of Acts. I believe it's the 6th chapter when the disciples, the apostles of scripture said that they began to preach, and the widows and the orphans and these, my friend, around about had been neglected now by the ministers. The scripture said that you seek ye out 7 men, my friend, full of the Holy Ghost. And I'd like to say that tonight to you. My friend, if you've not got the Holy Ghost, my friend, you better get a hold of it. And I know, I don't mean that slightly, but I want you to know one thing. My friend, if you men plan to be good deacons, you're going to have to depend upon the Holy Ghost. My friend, you'll never make it. Now listen, I believe you will. But you think about this for a while. And the scripture says over in the book of 1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, and that I begin to read to you, how the scripture plainly says, and my friend, you'll go back and you'll read in the first part of that chapter, and you'll find where this Samuel had already anointed that of David to be king over the children of Israel. That they sought out a man in whom my friend was burning, and my friend with the harp, how he could play the harp, how he could drive the evil spirit, and my friend Al, listen to me, there'll be the time if you men and my friend can drive the evil spirit right out of the church tonight, you surely can. You say, preacher, I'm not able. My friend, a good deacon in the church, my friends, well, worth their weight in gold. My friends, as I have seen deacons, my friend, they just want to stir up trouble. My friend, but I want you to know how you can keep down trouble and out of the church. How you can let things, my friend, just singly, I'll get to you. My friend, and then that, in return, or maybe get back at somebody. And my friend, not so. You let the good spirit of God lead you. And my friend, being full of the Holy Ghost. He said, be brave. He said, not double tongued. And I want to say something. And my friend, about double tongued. And it's got a lot of people in trouble. surely with him. How the scripture said in one place, let your conversation be yea, yea, and nay, nay. Listen, I might just pick out a few times. They might be things going on. I might have been in the church that don't suit you. I might have been listening to me. And you say, preacher, is it my place just to get up? I might have been in straightening everything out. No, it ain't your place to do that. One of the first things that people think when they become deacons is that, well, I'm a deacon, I'll run the church. I might be, you got the wrong attitude. I might be, if you think that you'll run the church, but I want you to know that you're a servant of the church. And that God is going to take the good spirit of God to be a good servant. The good spirit of God. Preacher, what do you mean the good spirit? Listen, he come on not double tongued. Your tongue gets you in more trouble than you can get out of. It surely can. If you don't know how to bridle it, if you don't know how to keep it down, just a little bit. Listen, the scripture says, now back in the days of Saul, that they know the man by the name of David. He was running with the listen, I want to show you something about David. I know how you say, preacher, David wasn't a deacon. My friend, he became king. But David, my friend, was called out or set aside to be a leader for the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, there's nothing. How you say, preacher, I'm just a servant. My friend, you know what a servant is. My friend, a good servant is a good leader tonight. It surely is. How you might say, preacher, listen, I believe when Jesus Christ came into this world, I tell you, he could have turned this world upside down. He surely could have won. And he had it. It was in his power. But he was a servant. Therefore, he was a good leader, my friend. He surely was. I'll tell you what's hurt a lot of us. My friend, we think we're leaders. My friend, no. I'll tell you where a good leader comes from. My friend, he's a good servant. He's a good servant. I want you to know something. My friend, if you're anything in the church tonight, you're a servant to us. It cannot be better to me. Let God, for goodness sake, tell us tonight. Tell us tonight. Preacher, what do you mean? You mean to think you're going to get in the saddle, my friend, and the old saddle going to be smooth? I'm not going to scare you tonight. I can tell you sometimes it wouldn't do you a whole lot of good. My friend, but I'll tell you this one time. My friend, you stay with the Lord. You stay with what the Lord has given you. Now, it comes down. There's been things in the church. You say, preacher, they've done. They've passed things that I just didn't agree with. And my friend, you are on a cross that. You surely will. You're on a cross that. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to listen to me tonight. My friend, that's where the word grave comes in at. My friend, the scripture said, my friend, not in office. My friend, lift. I've been coming overcome by the condemnation of the devil. I want to tell you something now. Do you know where the devil really wants to be in our church? He wants to be in the deacons. He wants to be in the preacher. He wants to be in the leader tonight. Bless God, you got to be brave if you're going to get the devil out of your life. You surely are. I say, preacher, I'm saying, he can't get me. I'm just God, he can ruin your life. And I said, he'll do it, boys. He'll do it tonight. And I said, if you profess to be God, deacon, you'll get better to serve, or you'll never be a deacon tonight. You never will.
never will.
Listen, what was wrong with David? What was wrong with David? Do you know what they done in David's day? The children of Israel, my friend, his own brother, looked at David and said, well, I said, he ain't able to do nothing. Why, he's a naughty boy. He's just down here trying to see what he can get into. Listen to me. Do you know what the scripture says? In the 16th verse, maybe the 18th verse, my friend, the 16th chapter, it said, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord was with him. You hear me? If you want to be a good deacon, Steve, my friend, God's got to be with you. The Lord's got to be with you. He surely has. My friend, you be great. You be great, not double tongue. Not double tongue. The Bible says, listen, what's a double tongue? What's a double tongue mean? My friend, he's not stable. He's not stable, my friend. Somebody that's double tongue. Listen, have we ever had any? How did you know David? My friend, in his kingship, how did you know why he had great success? How the Lord was with him. And my friend, his conversation, I was yea, yea, and nay, nay. I persuaded Brother Walden. I said a lot of them didn't agree with him. My friend, but I'll tell you, God was with him. He surely was. It makes a difference. It makes all the difference in the world. My friend, to have God with you. You might say, preacher, they set me aside as a deacon. What in the world am I going to do? My friend, if you quit following the leadership of the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll fail as a deacon. You surely will. You'll never make it. You'll fail as a deacon. My friend, be brave, not double-tongued. My friend, not giving them much wine. My friend, we know what much wine does. My friend, we know what that is, excessive wine. You know what the scripture said. He said, be not filled, my friend, in excess with wine. Be ye filled with the Holy Ghost of God. That's what you be filled with. Brother Steve, listen, that's what you be filled with. My friend, if you're filled with the Holy Ghost of God, my friend, it ain't gonna be hard to be a deacon. But if you are filled with envy and wrath and malice, that's God, you'll never become a good deacon. You really won't tonight. You'll never become one. Listen to me. My friend, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. You know there's more in that scripture. Holding the mystery of faith, my friend, in a pure conscience. Listen to me. Them just my words was. My friend, you probably read them. You probably studied them. But that's not their part. And if they hold the mystery of faith in a pure conscience, that God, you ain't gonna make it tonight, my friend. You just ain't gonna make it. You say, preacher, what do you mean? My friend, you know what? The church is built on. My friend, it's built on faith. On faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, holding the mystery of faith in a pure conscience. Paul, I know he is talking to that of the Ephesians. He said, I therefore as a prisoner, the Lord beseeching that you walk worthy. My friend, of a vocation. You know what a vocation is. My friend, that's what your occupation is. Brother Billy. My friend, you used to be a lay member. My friend, here in Mountain View. You came in. You took part in the service. My friend, you sang just as loud as anybody else. Have you done your part? Pray when God says pray. Move when God says move. How much you hear me?
another seed. How you must want to lay them down. How you should have all. How I preacher. I'm still the same old man. How my friend here. How my friend in one instance. How you're the same old man. And I'm going to tell you something. How my friend, you've got to walk worthy of the vocation. How for in your call. How listen to me. How my friend, you. And I'll be one about it. How you. How my friend, four men. How can bring reproach. How my friend, upon this congregation. How people, my friend. And listen to me. It way heavier than your body member. How bring reproach. It surely will. It surely will, Brother Billy. How you hear me? How Billy, when you walk down the street. How my friend, there goes Billy. How my friend, you know what people are going to expect out of you, Billy. How you say, preacher, I'm just a Christian. That's all God wants you to be. How that you listen to me. How you know what people are out there. It's going to look, Brother Steve. How when they see you. How they say, there goes that deacon. There goes that deacon. Down in Mountain View. My friend, we're going to watch you, old boy. How you hear me? How we. Preacher, you're not telling that. My friend, why not? How you hear me? Preacher, I just can't stand it. They're going to be watching me. My friend, I'll tell you how you stand it. My friend, you just follow the Lord. You just follow the Lord. You just get behind the Lord. And just make sure that the Lord is the one you're listening to. And Brother Billy, somebody comes up to you. And they say, oh, deacon, I said, hey, something going on in the church and I just don't like it. And my friend, and you, if you give them an opinion right then, I'll say you're wrong. I'll just say you're wrong. My friend, but if you'll weigh that thing out. Preacher, I ain't no preacher. You hear me, my friend. And I'm going to tell you men something. My friend, the preacher man. You're a pastor, my friend. My friend, have a bit more power. Behind the book, Lord. And then what you leave. Let go out, my friend. Through the congregation. You hear me? My friend, if you don't like your pastor, I'm just going to be plain about it. If you don't like your pastor, boy, my friend, the whole church seems like they're doing all right. You keep your mouth shut. You just keep your mouth shut. You go home, pray about it. Ask God to give you another grace. Ask God to just keep on going. You hear me? My friend, I'll be just this plain about it. I don't tell your wife about it either. My friend, if you don't like your pastor, how much you hear me? My friend, your word gets out. My friend, out across the congregation. Preacher, we need to do something. My friend, my friend, you can do something about it. My friend, but I want you to know something. My friend, I've had feelings. Even as pastor, my friend, I've had feelings about things. You know what I've done about it. Brother L.C., I could have got up. My friend told the whole church how I felt about it. They would have done one or two things. My friend, it would have sent them home crying. Thank God it would have sent them home rejoicing. My friend, they have done one or two things about it. But you hear me. My friend, I just let it lay. I just let it lay, woman. Thank God I went back home. I come back the next time. I felt the same way. My friend, I just let it lay. Listen to me. My friend, there'll be times that you come to me and go back home. Thank God no one things wasn't just exactly like they should have been. My friend, you just let them lay. You know what the scripture says. Holding the mystery of faith. My friend, in a pure conscience. The scripture says one thing. He said, hast thou faith? He said, have it to thyself. And not another. Thank God. There's some things, my friend, you just going to keep to yourself. You just want to. My friend, until the Lord begins to work while preacher, if he's laid it on my heart, I thank the Lord, just get up and tell him. My friend, I'll say this. My friend, the Bible says, and you hear this. The Bible says that a fool is known by the multitude solitude of his words. Have my friend take it for what it's worth. Have my friend, I'm not mad at none of you. Have my friend, but that's what the scripture says. Have you get around a man talks all the time. Have brother Billy, I'll just be honest with you. I ain't got a whole lot for you. I'm serious about that. I'll just tell you anything. I was listening to you. Have you know what'll happen? I 6 months from now, he'll be telling you something. I 6 months from now, he'll be telling you something. How would you listen to me? I say some things you hold to yourself, Elsie. I'm not telling you. I'd have carried the whole burden of the whole church. I'm not friend, I'll say this to the church. I'm not friend, you and Brother Jackson, that's part of the church. I'm not friend, I'll say this. These four men and the deacons that we already have. I'm not friend, they can't carry all of your burdens. I'm not friend, they can't work everything out in your life. Just like you want them to. But I want to say something specifically about these four men. I'm not friend, they've been in your congregation. You've loved them. You thought enough about them. How to set them aside as deacons. I'm not friend, help them. Help them to become good deacons tonight. I'm not friend, don't set them down. And I'll say this. My preacher, I just ain't got a whole lot of confidence in them. Let me tell you something. I'm not friend, you ain't got no confidence in them. You just hang on between you and God. I'm not friend, I believe after a while you'll find something. I'm not friend, from the bottom of my heart, you just hang on to God. I'm going to listen. He said, hold in a Israel faith and a pure conscience. That you walk worthy, as Paul says, worthy of the vocation. A lot of us don't like that word. I just want to tell you something. I'm not friend, I didn't want to become a preacher. I'm serious. I'm not friend, I didn't ask the Lord to make me a preacher. I didn't, brother Billy. I'm not friend, I went the other way. I said, Lord, I can't do it. Lord, I just can't be one. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm not friend, I ain't to yet figured out how to preach except one way. Brother James, you know what that is? That's just depend upon God. Just depend upon God. There's been a lot of wanting to put a lot of armor on me. But thank God I had to depend upon God. They wanted to put the armor on David, didn't he? Thank God he just couldn't work. You know what he took, Walden? He took a little old stand and a sling. Thank God went down into the valley. I got him 5 smooth stones. You hear me? And Brother J.M., it might be just a good night's peace. I'll sleep for rest that God gives you. I'll guarantee you'll go just like old Elijah. I'm not friend of me that he ain't went 40 days on it. You hear me? When God pays Brother Steve, he pays to the utmost. He surely does. He may not pay you outward, but he'll pay you inwardly tonight. Listen to you. You just depend upon God. And I think what I say, I have to say this. Walk worthy of the vocation for in your call. You've been set aside as deacons. And my friend, laid hands on you. And my friend, that to be deacons. I know you've read this scripture 100 times. You've probably read it 1,000 times. You've probably studied the article of faith. My friend, many a time. You've probably thought 100 times, even just this week, what was going to be said about you, or what was going to be thought about you. But I want you to know something, man. My friend, you live to be 100 years old. My friend, this night will carry on in your life. It'll go on and on. And my friend, and people will know you as another person. They surely will. Steve, I'll just be honest about that. My friend, most people has already formed in their mind. My friend, that these men are deacons. They've done got them set aside. I've done got them in their mind and their heart. Brother Billy, they're deacons. But you listen to me. My friend, you hold that. That God's given you all worthy of the vocation. That you've been put into. I'll say again, I didn't. My friend volunteered to be a preacher. A lot of people, and I've heard people say, and I'll be honest, I've heard other preachers say, a preacher, I wish sometime God wouldn't have called me. Now, I've never felt that way. Brother Billy, I've never felt that way, Walden. You know what? My friend, I begin to think and to meditate upon the Word of God. My friend, I ain't thought well of my friend in a lot of places. But you know, Brother J.M., there's a lot of places I ain't got no business being nowhere. There's a lot of things I ain't got no business doing. I preach it ain't got nothing to do with me. My friend, it ought to have. It ought to be in the lay member's heart. Thank God to walk worthy of that God has called you to do. My friend, whatever it be. Listen, I just plead with you tonight that you walk worthy of the vocation. My friend, that the church has set upon you. And I'll turn right around and just say this one time. My friend, you as deacons tonight, you know a lot of people. I'm turning around. How to keep things in order. How you listen to me. What did they set them aside for? In the days of Acts of the Apostles. How the Bible says that they served tables. My friend, they visited the widows. How they took care of the orphans. How you listen to me. Preacher, that's what we got our pastor for. My friend, you got him for the wrong reason. My friend, you got him out of his calling, brother. You sure did. I'll say this, my friend. I appreciate the opportunity that I have to visit those that are sick. I'll do just about anything I can do, Brother Walden. But I want you to know something. My friend, church, if you're looking for your pastor to do the things you set these men aside to do, my friend, you might as well get rid of him. My friend, but you hear me. You hear me tonight. My friend, let these men be deacons. Let these men use the office of a deacon. You know what the scripture, as we read in here, he that uses the office of a deacon purchases as well, my friend, an office of wealth, a degree, my friend. He's going to have some peace, brother, all that he surely is, and that of being deacon tonight. Now I want to say this one thing. I'll bring my remarks to a close. Why was it that God used David like he did? Why was it that God used David like he did? David was willing, my friend, for God to come into his life and do whatsoever he would through him. Brother L.C., when I became a preacher, and I still have to do it, my friend, when the Lord speaks, Brother Steve, I got to be with him. My friend, to go. You hear me? Preacher, if the Lord ever spoke you not willing, he sure has. My friend, it just ain't worth it. It just ain't worth it, my friend. It'll be worth it. My friend, just to be with it. When the Lord says go, then just go. And I like to say this tonight. We're not my friend ordaining these women. My friend is deacons. I'm going to throw this in for good measure. It won't cost you a thing. My friend, some places over our land today, they're ordaining deacons. My friend, for women. Women for deacons. And I'm just going to say this. It don't cost you a thing. My friend, and I've got some confidence in women. Even women. Right here at Mountain View Baptist Church. But you won't. I want you to write this down somewhere. As much confidence you as I've got in you. I've never laid my hands on you to be a deacon. My friend, I've never laid my hands on you to ordain you as a deacon. Now I hope that don't make you feel bad. But I want you to know something. My friend, I don't believe the scripture teaches it. My friend, I'll just have to stand on that. I'm going to say some of them that says that it has. My friend, it don't read that way. My friend, you can read it from lid to lid. My friend, do it for yourself. But listen, you say, preacher, you're trying to make an issue, not a big in this world. I'm not Well, preacher, how you doing away with our equal rights? I don't want to get in all that. My friend, about equal rights and all like that. And I'll tell you something tonight. There is some charge to that of the wife of a deacon. To that of a wife of a deacon. I'm not going to leave it up. I'm ready to attend that. To that of a wife of a deacon. Honey, you listen to me. And I want you to hear it very well. My preacher, it don't mean a whole lot to me. And my friend, you are going to be 50% of what that man is. You, my friend, are going to be 50% of what your husband is. You may not have listened to me. And my friend, you want him to be a good deacon. And my friend, you're going to be a good deacon's wife. I ain't got but one way, Steve. That's just plain. My friend, just plain. It's just as much, my friend, for this woman to be a good deacon's wife. Now listen, the scripture says, my friend, let the deacons, listen, holding a mystery of faith, let these also first be proved, and then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. Even so must their wives be grave. Do you hear that word? It says be grave. My friend, you heard what I said about grave Paul ago. My friend, sincere. I want to tell you something. My friend, if you are serving Christ without sincerity in your life, my friend, you ain't serving him very much. My friend, there's some attitudes that we need to put on. My friend, as child, children of God, my friend, we need to be sincere. He said, even so the deacon's wives, let their wives be grave. Be grave, be discreet. Be honest, be sincere. Says not slanderers. Not slanderers. Now you hear me. My friend, if you want your deacon, if you want your husband to be caught well of, let's say this. My friend, that the deacon got something on his heart. Maybe he feels like telling you about it. My friend, I'll charge you tonight, my friend. But you don't tell nobody else. My friend, you say, preacher, it's just going to be laid on me. My friend, not altogether. My friend, you can take it to the Lord. You've got the same privilege. But there'll be times. Maybe that he's got something on his heart. And he just wants to talk to you. My friend, and you can slander it. You can slander it. You can take it and get it blown out of proportion. My friend, if you just by making mention of it. How did you know that? My friend, not slanderous. Not slanderous. Be brave. Not slanderous. And it comes on down. And it says sober. Sober. Preacher, where'd y'all get that word from? My friend, what that mean? To be upright. My friend, don't let your mind be polluted, my friend, on any other thing. You listen to me. Preacher, I thought my husband could be a good deacon just by himself. My friend, I heard what Brother Boyd asked you women tonight about. If you wanted your husband to become deacons, a wife, it's going to cost you something. It sure is. It's going to cost you something. My friend, for them to be good deacons, are you willing to be understanding? Are you willing to be understanding? Preacher, I can understand a lot of things. Yeah, but there's a lot of things we need to understand. They surely are. Are you going to be understanding? My friend, I want to say this. My friends, and leave this with me. It says sober, faithful in all things. Faithful in all things. They just as much, my friend. Discretion put upon the woman. My friend, is that of the wife of a deacon, as there is the deacon himself. My friend, believe it or not. Believe it or not. My friend, women, when you go out, my friend, out into the world, they say, well, there goes the wife of the deacon. Now listen to me. Preacher, I ain't got a whole lot to do with how my husband is.
They'll judge your husband a lot on how you are.
Amen.
They'll judge your husband a lot on how you are.
Sure.
They are something I hear a lot of times. When you begin to talk and hear people, my friends, say this or that or what have you, people say, well, we're not supposed to judge. We're not supposed to judge. That's a cop-out on a lot of people's part. It's a cop-out on a lot of people's part. And I just ask you women tonight, do you be? You be just as the scripture says here. You be grave, not slanderous, sober, faithful in all things. You become unfaithful in things, and it in return makes your husband unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
Why, preacher, he didn't do it. And in return, it makes your husband unfaithful.
Mm-hmm.
Why, preacher, it don't really matter what a lot of people think. How you going to win them? How you going to win them, man?
Yeah.
What if the Lord, I believe this from the bottom of my heart. People say it today, and it's, I guess it's a fad or a quotation or what have you. People say it today, well, I'm just living my own life. Leave me alone.
Mm-hmm.
Your brethren's not going to be living your own life. Not going to be living your own life. I wonder sometimes if we really sit down and count the cost. That's what the scripture says. What the scripture says, counting the cost. It's what man, talking about wisdom, talking about what man would sit down and first see if he had enough to go out and fight the battle before he went out, or what man would build a house except he first sat down, see if he had enough to defend you. Huh? You started something. You don't get down the road. Don't get down the road, brethren, and say, well, I'm just going to throw my hands up, church, and just lay me aside as a deacon. My friend, it ain't going to work in your life. That you have partaken of tonight, my friend, is going to bring a change in your life.
Amen.
From here on. From here on. I can't explain it all to you. There's a lot of things, I guess, I'd like to say. The scripture, that the scripture stuck out in that when he called David. The Bible said that David was cunning, and that with a harp. And the last part of that verse said, and the Lord was with him. And the Lord was with him. I trust and praise you, brethren, got something out of that. The message tonight. A lot of things, I guess, has crossed our heart and our mind we'd like to say, maybe like to do, but I can't. Don't just give it all to you. But it's rich and it's real. It's rich and it's real. You want your church to grow? You want your church to grow? You'll be a servant of the church. You'll be concerned about the church. You'll be committed to the church. Committed to the church. We all know what that commitment means. My prayer is that if there's anything that I can do, might say or help any of you, I'd be more than glad to do whatever little part that we could do tonight. My prayers go with you. I love each and every one of you, and I trust and pray that God will use you in that of a mighty way. And the only thing that I leave with you tonight is just trust in the Lord. That's all in the world that David done. The Bible says that he was ruddy, he was out of a fair countenance, really to look upon. The scripture teaches me that he went out and he stood before the champion. He went out and he stood before the champion of the Philistines. And he only done that because he knew in whom he trusted and he believed. God will go with you. God won't lead you wrong. You'll lead God and direct him only if you'll let him tonight. What other things you're about to say? I wonder if there's anyone else. Anything you'd like to say to you? I'm not going to go for it.
I've enjoyed it.
Yeah.
For some reason or no, I'm just not as nervous as he was a while ago. I've been ordained to be. I want to say this. When the preacher, when the Spirit, and just telling you about following, comes on the scene, You'll know the right way to take to the Sabbath. You listen. I used to think back and forth. I was ordained as a deacon. Boy, I thought I was moving up. I was moving up in church. But I want to tell you something. It didn't take me long to know that I went down. I'd step backwards. Why, you're crazy. No, I ain't crazy. A few years later, God called me to preach. And you know what it is? All you got to do Sunday morning is just come and worship God. You hear me? Let your life be a life. Deacon, it'll become your job to wait on all of you. The weapon, the church. My job to feed the flock is God gives me. A lot of times I come in, I like to just sit down and eat like I did tonight. A lot of times you just want to sit down, Brother Randy, Sunday preach. But you'll find out sometimes the little office that you in just ain't got no room for chair to sit. You hear me? I know this is ordination service. Don't you look at me like that, either. This is a serious business. Mm. It's done and been said. Your deacons will be just as good as the laymen. They can deacon, but if they're going to spend all their time being a referee between fives, they ain't going to have much time for deacon. You hear me? You didn't set him aside for you to come and whisper and get the ear and talk about the other church men. I enjoyed this. I really have enjoyed it. This message wasn't only to the deacon. This message is for everybody that's here. The word of God is not just separated for deacons and preachers. It's for everybody. Timothy's in the Bible, so it's for all of us. But we just consider that for the deacon. You remember that the next service you're in, holler, well, I didn't get nothing. Maybe God just gave it to the deacon. You hear me? He'll give it to anybody who wants it. Come on, Brother Jack. Pray for Jack. To be obedient to God. I feel good now. Come on, Jack.
We'd like to say it's good to be here tonight. Enjoy it. And his message. Yeah. It's been a blessing to us.
Blessing.
How do you pray why it's easier to be on me. You won't make it hard on me while you can.
Yes,
I'm glad tonight that we have to trust in the Lord.
Amen.
I'm not looking for man. Tonight I'm looking to the Lord. When I went down on an old-fashioned altar, why, my mother and daddy went just as far as they could go with it. The church went just as far as they could go. But I had to trust in the Lord. I'm glad tonight that in this ordination service, well, we'll have to trust in the Lord. If it's worth anything to us, and if it's not in the Spirit, why, it'll still not be worth anything.
God bless
you. Randy has just about covered all of the scriptures that a man could imagine in the Bible. It was good. If you'll take it church tonight and listen to what he had preached, and not just take it home and next week and forget about it, why, it'll be something, be worth something to you. You'll know then how that a deacon's supposed to be. You know, a lot of times, church, that we forget how a deacon's supposed to be.
Yeah.
We forget what they are out yonder. We Brother Downham is to go ahead and build them up. But I always loved the deacons of the old church where I was raised at. I meant a lot to me. Church, your deacon should mean a lot to you.
Amen.
Just as much as your pastor, and maybe more so because they're there with you every time the doors is open. They're looking for the trouble that comes in the church. The deacons did. Church, that's their job. I'd like to read a little scripture, and then we'll leave that up to the Lord. And we don't feel like that we'll say very much. Felt like they've been enough, maybe enough said already tonight. But Randy had quoted some of the scripture here in the 6th chapter of Acts. You know, the devil always tells us that, and he'll do that, that there's no use of saying anything or doing anything. Why, it's all done been covered. But I'm glad tonight that the Lord knows our heart, and he knows where we all stand at tonight. We appreciate these deacons tonight, that these young deacons. But I hope and pray that God will give me something that you can get something out of tonight. In those days when the numbers of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmur of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministry. I want you to listen that in the daily ministry. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, "Is it not reason that we should leave the word of God?" And you listen to what they said, the word of God, and serve tables. "Wherefore, brother, look ye out among you seven men, honest, report full of the Holy Ghost, and with whom we may appoint over this meeting. But we will give ourselves continue to pray and to the minister of the word." Now that is all reading that I feel like that I might say tonight. I don't want to say anything from that tonight. But I want the church to think tonight what the deacons, what their job is tonight. Now they begin to murmur and they begin to grumble back here to the preachers out there, in other words, that maybe that was their job out there, that to go out here and to see the widows and the offerings, and not just go down to see them, but see if they need any help down there. But they begin to murmur about the same. They were neglected in the day of this year. Now, church, I want you to think of what your deacons and other job supposed to be out there. It's not the deacon job. They don't own the church out here. But they got a business part of the church to take care of out there. Now, I know so much here of where that they took this job here. Now, they said, "I'll go out here and pick you out seven men with an honest report, amen, and full of the Holy Ghost." Now, if you don't have church tonight, all the confidence tonight, I mean, these men that's sitting here, there's going to be elected in your deacon, that they're full of the Holy Ghost, and are ruining a new time, I'm going to raise up and kick against it, amen. Don't wait till they get in and office there and then begin to tell them like I have seen you. I just think that it's something will stand for you church out there. Church, they'll do their duty out there. Old Stevens over there, he was a good deacon, and he was a man that was full of the Holy Ghost, amen. Stood for the word of God, didn't it? How the church, it wasn't even talking about how standing all together, how was the building out here, how was the living church, amen? How many of these men tonight? I'll stand again. Folks,
the church. I've held 3 men, boys. I'm pastor enough to let them know how that they'll pray men. I'm in a church job. I'll praise God to rock it out there.
Church men got a job out here. They got a job. It's not the deacon's play to come every Sunday morning and find out what how good the boy's going to preach on. It's a deacon's place to be there and run the business part of it and begin to look to the Lord with it.
God bless you.
They've got a job. It's a business job for the Lord. Not just a business job like maybe I plan up here, but this is a job that the Lord has, they have chose for the Lord. They have chose a good job, the Bible said, didn't it? Church, we need to stand behind your deacon. Mm-hmm. I think we'll get down the deacon when they come in. I would like to remember an old deacon. I got a close friend. I'll never forget it. I meet him when I was just a little boy. How they used to go over the community dance bank. I asked people how to give to the offer tall. I ever time I would come to make up for it. That old Nathan was ready, praise God. How we'd go out and we'd get a sack of corn, our bale of hay. How the lame member, how they was at home, amen. How about that old Nathan? I was on his job, amen. Church, we need to stand for him. We need to help him. These boys, these young boys, they're starting out in a new job. Now, they don't own your church. They don't own the building here. I think we all understand that. Have a listen to that church. It's your job to get under them. Amen. And pray for them when you're out there. And tonight, I've already done so good a job. I'm charging the deacon. Now, the deacon has got a hard job out there. Now, maybe they'll look around and say, well, somebody's over here in the hospital. Now, that boy's placed over there. Now, if you go back and you read your Bible, it's good for the preachers going busy. Now, but listen to that. I think that's your job. I don't go out church to see the sick and the widows in the offering. The little orphan kids need something. Why, they don't need it somebody. They never have to get up here and get a hold of the microphone here and begin to say somebody down the road. How if you've got enough deacon? I never know why, man. That family down there is in need. I left the deacon job, amen.
Amen.
Deacon's got a hard job out there. They can't go to sleep on their job. I've been bored ain't a few of them. You know what they've done now? Yeah, they took to the world now. Boy, if I thought tonight, that's what you's gonna do when you come down here. How about you stand for the church? How the church will stand for y'all, they'll say. Now that's what we need to do. It's to stand for the church of the living God, amen.
Amen.
You had old Deacon chair. Has stayed here in the passion and gone to glory. Praise God. I always honor them. Church, we need to honor our deacon. Mm-hmm. But if you've got a cause tonight that you don't want these boys here, why, now's the time to speak about it. Don't wait in the morning to the breakfast table and say, I don't think they can handle it. If you don't think they can handle it, I've got all the time to tell them about it. I don't wait till they get out yonder. In there, we should pray about it. Should know about it, son. God's able to show us, ain't he? He's able to show us. You look back here in the Bible here.
how they begin to murmur and they begin to grumble about how the widows out here and their orphans out there, they was being neglected. But then they said, why? I told them to go out here and get them 7 deacons out here. And they got the deacon, how they set them aside. That was for the work there of going out in the community, of seeing what was going on, of what they needed in the community. Amen. Well, our deacons to go out. I praise God. If the sick is out yonder, well, my job comes first. I praise God. We need to lay our aside. I need to lay it all aside. I told the old deacons I went with when I was a boy. I would go up in the mountains to an old gray-headed man there. That was saying the years were said. Every night that we'd go and set up with him there, the old deacon was already there. He was there there. If they needed any groceries, he was there and they're praying for the sick there. Church tonight, you need the deacons tonight. You need good men and stay under them, amen, and pray for them, amen. How many of these young deacons stand for the church? And church, get behind them. And church, get behind them and stand for them, amen.
Yeah.
It wasn't needful tonight, the Lord wouldn't be here tonight.
Yeah.
Why, church, you look around tonight. You know, I've thought a whole lot. I preached down here other Sunday, I tried to. But you look around, half of them's not here tonight. Half the church is not here tonight, boy. I want you to look around. Well, whose job is it to worry about it? The pastor over here, they may be sick. I don't know what it is. But whose job is it? It's a deacon job, amen. Is that right? It's a deacon job. I'm going to go out there and see what's wrong with them. And if they just wait out, how the deacons need to know and talk to them and find out what the trouble is. They ain't got a job out there. It's been good tonight, really. Tried my best, get ready. Come on. Oh, Al, that sometimes we'll try to get out. But I just felt like I was about sick.
Yeah.
Since it's all this week. Did one thing, boys, that I've never done. I've never denied. My Heavenly Father, I've always
been.
And a lot of times I didn't want to do what he told me to.
Mm-hmm.
But I went anyhow. I knew it was right. Church tonight. Be good to these young boys tonight. Pray for them, not just tonight, but on down through the year. As they grow, they'll grow with grace. And in the knowledge of it, they'll learn more how to care.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe they all. I believe it's over with praying. Boys, there'll be times I'm going to say it and I'm going to come to them. There'll be time, boys, in your life you won't know what to do with that property. You take it to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You take it to Jesus. You pray. Let God set it first. If He said it, you'll set it.
Mm-hmm.
Never be able to set it for yourself. God, just be faithful to a little church. Maybe sometime in your life you'll have to be away from here. Every time that you can, why you be good to the church.
Mm-hmm.
Church, I believe they'll be faithful to your church.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. We got a lot of deacons now. But they're asking us to what the whole world of our deacons. Well, he's going to do another church in the front door. 4 or 5 years. Boy, if he's going to do that, he's going to run off. He'd be later here. Go off somewhere else, you're better off tonight. Tear the job out right now. Good time to quit.
Mm-hmm.
So when you go on and get that little piece of paper and hang it up on the wall, the little piece of paper won't help you a bit in the world. What you got on the inside.
Amen.
What you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Church, that's the same to you.
how did you get these young people? They may stand up sometimes. Might be a little bit out of order. We ought to go to them and put our arms around them. Thank you, man. Put them and tell them how to give up. We need to get mad at them and have them off the church. I'd like to say this to you. I believe Brother Haynes already said that you're not the boss in this church. You don't have that in the start. You might not be the start. You got it now. I'm not saying it's you know, a smart ass is something that nobody can stand. You ever see one get up in church? I pastor church at Wood Edge. The whole church, one deacon. We try to set the whole crowd in. Well, I don't believe we're going to lose. First time I tried it, say tonight. Pray for them. Stand beside them. My pastor church is going to one man tried to rule. One man. One in the pocket. One in the whole pocket. Church has part of these boys. They're going to be like old Stephen. Won't fill up anymore. More faithful for the Lord. I mean, I know we get hit from that. They're not. I have to look around the boys that used to help all around through the years here in Grand County. They didn't get that long. They just got in shape for the team. You scare out. You scare out the ordination service. It's like you can do old school pop and scare it out. Don't you let none of this junk stuff in there, man. We got everything in the world coming in our churches today. Every kind of doctrine in the world coming in our churches. Not there. Okay, so what kind of fool is this? Place to come in one half of them to come in the back. Let them bring something to see you. You get a long time to see them, how far they are. You get to get all over that whole farm. It's so jumpsy, right? You get that in the crop, you can get it. It just gets all over the whole farm. You let the wrong doctor come in this church right here. You know, you'd be in the back and in the front, you'd be all of them. I'm already all of them. I think y'all won't know what I'm talking about. Pray for one another. Well, it's all part of one another. Go do one another. When you have your problems here at the church, whatever it might be, discuss it out amongst them. Talk to them. May have to get off someone sometimes, they'll see and pray about it. I'm sure you do them any time when you don't know how to sock. It'll always work out better.
It's a cold message.
Amen.
I'm thinking as Jack was preaching to the little folks. People in office say that Brother Randy preached my charge, Brother Jack preached this charge. This was sent from God. You hear? A long time before any of us even in that view tonight, this thing was being done. I want to say, as the press, that if I've got anything to say, can the church and step ahead?
I'd just like to say, more about a lot of times, like I said, we need visits to orphans and widows, something like that. I would say they, me and here, a lot of times we might have, you know what I'm saying, a lot of times people have problems with women,
meeting talk there, but I'll say one thing. If there's any way possible to take your wife with you and then talk. I mean, I'm not putting no slur in that thing, but I'm just saying it takes a lot of time, you know, to have problems, even marriage problems, maybe along the way. And they, you got to put it on your shoulder, and you may feel sorry, and they call you back, and you got to go back and forth. And don't make sure that things like that on this thing. I'm not saying that. There's things that come along. I'm taking them in. You can see the big things. You can see some of the big small things.
It will be small.
Might not look like it very well. You got to stand it to it.
Hey,
it'll be things sometimes.
Hey.
You like it?
One last thing. Church, you heard the message. You, Jason, y'all heard God's message. I said one thing. Not only be a hearer of it, man, to expect it to be a doer.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Mm-hmm.
This time in West Brother Billy Williams, he waited on that one. I'm the candidate to back over. Sure.
I'm already 42. Just a few things in my heart. I feel like God wants me to say it. Well, you might think, well, preacher, what have we done in that we've ordained these men people? I want you to listen to this. We have placed these men in position. And any position that's got power to help, the church has got power to hurt that.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do, we need to pray. We need to pray that God will lead these boys, these men, that they might stand for what's right and put down that front.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to be, you know, all kind of people coming and telling them what to do and what not to do. This, that, and other. But men, they look the same, don't they? In appearance, they've not changed, but you'll never be the same anymore. But you've got power either to help this church or you've got power to hurt it. There's one thing that's meant more to me in my Christian life than any one scripture in the Bible. James records, be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to run. Now you're going to come to a time that you'll be halted between two opinions. You be swift to hear when the people bring their causes, when maybe they're strived and maybe they're people at one another's throat, but you weigh out the matter. You hear everything on standing your face.
Church, would you accept these men back as ordained leaders? We have a move and a second. All in favor, let it be known to stand in your face.
Let me say one word before we just answer it back. I'd just love to say one word to this deacon in the church. Just one word. What an old deacon or an old preacher, 80-something year old one time, said, given the charge, the brother Randy can give it tonight. He said, deacons, he said, I'm going to charge. He said, there's three tables that the deacons is ordained to serve. Those three tables, only three tables. And he said, you're supposed to have a key. The church gives you a key tonight.
to every one of those tables. In other words, he said the deacons have a key to every one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he way put it. That first, the Lord's table,
mm-hmm.
or have a key to it, and you've been given that key tonight because that's you, is to serve the Lord's table. Also the widow's and orphan's table. Also the pastor's table. Now there's three keys that you've been given tonight. And God wants you to use those keys. Because if you don't, there's things going like that. You see to it that those keys are used. Because if you don't, the pastor's going like it, the widow's and orphan's going like it, and the Lord's table is going like it. Now, why? Let me say this to you. Your duty is to cook the bread and to see that it's ready for your deacons to bring, your husband, brother, to bring to the table
mm-hmm.
and serve the Lord's table. With cooking the bread, I just want to pass that on. And so you've been given tonight those keys. Deacons, you use those keys, and God will make you a wonderful servant for Him. You'll be faithful. He'll bless your journey. You know what I'm talking about? Because I was deacon one time, and also been ordained for a pastor. And God's fostered my journey. He certainly has. I appreciate it. I wouldn't take nothing for it. I wouldn't. I'm getting on up in years, but I can look back over the journey, and I wouldn't take nothing for it tonight. It's been a sweet journey. A sweet journey. And your life can be too. I appreciate what I've heard. I'll tell you, it's been wonderful. You sit and listen to what we've heard tonight. Just wanted to say that tonight. And you've got the keys now. You, God will prosper. Certain way. Unlock the door. And church, let me say this to you. You've got to help these deacons. They can't do it themselves. They can't do it the same. They are just to minister to that that the church gives them. That's mm-hmm. all they can minister to. Just that the church gives them, to minister to the orphans and the pastors. They see that they can get what the church gives. Now that's what they are. Serve the three things.
Brother Abernathy, I appreciate everything that's been said.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody that came this way, I really love and appreciate you for it. Now, we still need to move the second in the best way to that. That's all. That's got to come from the best
way. I'm
going to make a move this out. Second.
That's all. Now, this time, I'm going to close conference.
I can't be in order with Brother
Abernathy. I need to move and second the church at the close conference.
Second.
This time, the candidates are the wives. Stand right up here. Like the church come around that. You can fellowship in that as a deacon. You are.